It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
So today we dive into a powerful truth that transforms our identity, our perspective, and our possibilities. The biblical concept of being in Christ. The best way to see it is to accept that God has given us an unprecedented upgrade. We have been given an upgrade. The Apostle Paul, more than any other writer, emphasizes what it means to be in Christ and how this reality redefines everything about us. I am fond of saying, whenever I talk about this aspect of upgrade, I like to give this example. Did you know that if you took your current SIM card and you placed it today in a Nokia 3310, everything that you currently can do with your actual cell phone will vanish. Suddenly there will be no social media. Suddenly there will be no emails. You'll be able to make calls. You can send SMSs, but even the volume of SMSs that you can send or SMS you can send will become restricted. But if you took that same SIM card out of that Nokia 3310, put it back in your current phone. Most of us have high powered cell phones. Put it back in your cell phone. Suddenly, Your Facebook is back, your Instagram is back, your emails are back, your WhatsApp is back. It is the same SIM card, but because you have put it in an upgraded device, that SIM card can do so much more. God has taken you and I, if you are born again, and He has put us in the greatest upgrade possible. He has put us in Himself. He has put us in Christ. So when the Bible, when you are reading the word, particularly the new covenant, and when you're reading and you come across phrases like in Christ, through Christ, you need to highlight it. You need to pay attention. What are they talking about? What are they referring to when they speak about you being in Christ, when they speak about things happening through Christ and because of Christ? You need to highlight it. Pause and pay attention, because it is a description of you. It is a description of your upgrade. Being in Christ is not about how we feel. It is not about our current weaknesses. It is not about our circumstances, or rather the circumstances that surround us. It is about seeing ourselves as God sees us, clothed in righteousness, clothed in power, clothed in the authority of Jesus Himself. This perspective empowers us to know, it empowers us to see, it empowers us to do, and it even empowers us to experience the impossible. Right now, let's explore the profound truth. I'm going to take you through a few scriptures. Understand that these scriptures are not conclusive, meaning it is not the scriptures I'm about to share to you do not represent all the scriptures or all the description of what we are in Christ. I've just selected a handful. For those of you that will pray with me tonight, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., we are going to experience or explore even a few more. These scriptures describe who we are. As we go through this, I need you to see these scriptures as though you are looking in a mirror. And you notice, when you look in a mirror, you don't see what you are going to become. You see exactly who you are. Same thing here. These scriptures, according to 2 Corinthians 3:18, they serve as your mirror. These scriptures are about to describe who you are. Again, if you are born again, they're about to describe who you are right now. This is your current reality. Forget about what you feel. Forget about what you see around you. Forget about your current misgivings, difficulties, failings, faultings, and falterings. Forget about them. They do not, irrespective of all these things I've mentioned, they do not change who you are. Irrespective of the contradictions that might be around you, the contradictions that might be in your mind, you must hold on to this truth, because it is God's word that is truth. See, things around us might be true, but they are not truth. What's the distinction? Truth is Christ Himself, the reality from God's perspective. And if you hold truth, the reality from God's perspective, it will alter that which is true if that which is true around you contradicts the truth. I've just said something big there, but let's jump into this. Let's look at this one. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It is the best place to start. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. The new is here. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. Understand this. Being in Christ means we are not defined by our past. We are not defined by our failures or what others say about us. We are new creations, sons and daughters of God, accepted and beloved. This new identity gives us confidence to approach God without fear or without guilt. This particular verse that talks about us being in Christ and us being new creatures, notice, it's also saying that generational curses have come to an end. If you are a new creation, then your historicity has changed, your lineage has changed, your identity has changed. The negative coming from your history, meaning this is what all the members of my family experience. Nobody gets married. Nobody stays married. This is what everybody has experienced. We all have this ailment. We all have this high blood pressure. We all experience diabetes. We all die at this age. All of that has come to an end. Why? You are in Christ. Hallelujah. Let me give you another one. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, this is a big one for me, a big one. It says, it is because of him, NIV translation, it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. It says, you are in Christ Jesus, and that Christ has become your level of wisdom, child of God. Because you are in Christ, your wisdom has been upgraded. We are not left to navigate life's complexities alone. In Christ, we have access to divine wisdom that guides our decisions, our relationships, and instructs our purpose. This wisdom is not based on human intellect, but on God's perspective, enabling us to see beyond what is possible. Your wisdom has just been upgraded. This is why you hear me always say that the believer can never be stranded. Hallelujah. Give you another one. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. It says, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. This one is massive as well, because it says that you have been seated with Christ, which means we share in Jesus's authority. You, if you are born again, I just sense God, you share in the same authority that is in Christ Jesus. The Bible says we have been seated together with him. Look, any other interpretation of this is a lie. To be seated with him means he has brought you to share in his level of authority. And that's what it means when you say in the name of Jesus. You are not coming in your own capacity. You are in Christ. You are in Christ. Listen. You see that SIM card that you have put in the high-powered phone? That SIM card that is now in the high-powered phone. Because the phone can access all these social media platforms, emails, it can go into the internet and download things. Because the phone can do it, it is possible for you to enjoy it. But if the user of the phone is ignorant of the possibilities of the phone and he is more familiar with the Nokia 3310 and all that the Nokia 3310 could do, he will have the high powered device with all its capabilities in his hands, but his ignorance will deny him of its benefits. And that's what's happening with many believers. Ignorance, fear, wrong teaching is denying many believers from enjoying the upgrade that we have received. I want to give you another, and one of that upgrade is that Ephesians 2:6. We share, he has given us his own authority. He is not increasing your authority. He has given you from the get-go access to his level of authority. As we renew our minds with this, I will lead you in a confession shortly. As we renew our minds in this, guess what will happen? You will begin to realize that you can do more. It's again like getting that new device. And as things, as you continuously use that device, you begin to discover, oh, it can also do this. Oh, it can also do that. Oh, it can receive this. It's amazing. And that's the thing. Unlike the Nokia 3310, your upgraded device, your high powered current phone device can receive things that your Nokia 3310 cannot process. The things you can download from God right now, they are unbelievable. You have been upgraded. I need a pause. You have been upgraded. From this week, you will not expect little. You will not play small. You will begin to expect and you will begin to attempt bigger than ever before. You have been upgraded. Are you listening? Let me give you another one. In Christ, we are overcomers. The Bible says in Romans 8:37, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who has loved us. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who has loved us. Our victory is not dependent on our strength, but on Christ's victory. Even in challenges, we can declare victory because, in the words of Pastor Kemi, we fight from a place of victory. We do not fight for victory. We know we've already won, so we can go into that battle, because if it's already done, it cannot be undone. It's only a matter of time for us to experience such. This assurance shifts our mindset from defeat to a state of perpetual confidence. Give you another one. In Christ, and this is another big one, you will notice I particularly love the ones that talk about our wisdom. This one says, in Christ we have the mind. We have the mind of Christ. If you have been placed in Christ, you are now operating with his mind. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16. But we have. It's saying it as though, but you are supposed to understand this. It says, but we have the mind of Christ. Actually, in that chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, it begins to talk about all the various, it talks about the carnal man, it talks about the natural man. It actually draws our attention to humanity as it currently is. And then it says, but you have the mind of Christ. He says there how, and describes how mankind operates and says, but you are different. You have the mind of Christ. And so God has greater expectations of us because he has given us his hardware. He has given us the possibilities of his own hardware. You have the mind of Christ. This means we can perceive, we can think, we can understand life from God's perspective. Fear, confusion, and anxiety have no place in us because we have access to Christ's clarity and to his peace. Say it after me. I have the mind of Christ. I will give you two more. Philippians 4:13. You all should be familiar with this. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This verse is not about doing everything we desire. And so because sometimes, because of our unrenewed desires, our desires could be contrary to God's plan. So it's not about, this scripture is not about doing everything you desire, but it's about fulfilling every assignment God has given us with the great strength that Christ supplies. It calls us to step out in faith, knowing that Christ's power is working through us. Listen, I was saying to the students at the Bible school, have you registered for Bible school yet? What are you waiting for? Registration is still open. Listen, I was saying to Bible school students, your divine purpose, for whatever your divine purpose is, God has empowered you already to do it. Let me put it in a different way. Do you know your desires, the things that you want for yourself, the things that you desire for your community. Let me even take it further. The things that we desire for our nation. Listen to me. Those desires, if they are not contrary to God's word, those desires have been placed there by God. Your desire for more, your desire to rise, your desire for whatever it is, as long as they are not contradicting God's moral expectation for us, as long as they're not going against God's purpose for your life and destiny, that desire, sometimes you feel, but this desire is so self-serving. Listen, that desire is from the Lord. The only problem is, have you placed your mind on how to use that desire to serve God, that outcome to serve God? Because it should be used also, apart from the fact that you will enjoy whatever benefits it brings, but it must be used to serve God. If God has placed those desires in your heart, He has also placed the possibility to achieve them in you. You have been upgraded and capacitated to actually produce those outcomes. There's so much I just said there, but I don't have the time. Philippians 4:13 again, I will give you that again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You will stand out in faith. Give you the last one. And when I give you this one, you will say, of course, of course. And of course, why won't I go here? It is one of my favorite scripture, if not my favorite scripture for the last few years in the entire Bible, Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which He has before ordained that we should walk in. Our value, listen to me, our value is not determined by achievements, but by the fact that we are God's craftsmanship, created with purpose and precision. Child of God, listen. I was saying on the radio last week that we don't define success because of the car we drive, the houses we live in, the clothes we're able to afford, the schools we're able to send our kids to. Know. That's not how we define success. Many of us define success like that. And that's why when you don't have it, you feel less. You feel like a failure. We define success because of the quality of job that we have. We define success because of the gated community that you live in or that you don't. And for many people, many believers, because you don't have that yet, right? You feel like, I'm not succeeding. God is not coming through for me. Something is wrong. There is nothing wrong with you. Let me say this to you. How do we define success? Success for the believer is defined by how much of Christ you begin to manifest. And I can guarantee you, the more of Christ you begin to manifest in character and in power, the more of these other things you will also begin to experience. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God is encapsulated in the identity that is Christ, in the person that is Christ. So the more you see yourself in Christ, the more you begin to display the character. Notice I keep talking about character. The character and the power of Christ. Consequentially, the Bible tells us in that Matthew 16, all these other things will be added to you. We don't chase those things. We chase Christ. We start our day and we work through our day from the mindset of the Christ. From the mindset of the Christ. And then all these things that the world chases, they will come after you. They will come to your doorsteps. This is why knowing who you are in Christ, knowing what I'm sharing with you today, is of primal focus. He says, for we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Good works will manifest before you. Your works will become good, meaning the quality of your works will rise. God will put a spotlight on it. It will rise to the standard of the divine. You will not be ordinary. You cannot be ordinary. Listen. Seeing ourselves as God sees us in Christ changes how we live. It empowers us to pray with boldness, to love without fear, to pursue purpose with confidence, to overcome challenges with resilience. This identity is not just a theological truth, but a practical reality that shapes our daily lives. It is about standing in agreement with what God says about us rather than our feelings or the world's opinion concerning us. It's also about not taking into consideration the negative situation around you. You stay fixated on the power that has been made available to you because you are in Christ. I want you to repeat this after me. Repeat this after me. I am a new creation in Christ. The old has gone and the new has come. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, for those of you that can make it, join me next week Sunday, or rather this coming Sunday, as I continued Unarmed But Dangerous. I'm going to be talking to you about the third key that we have been given. I was explaining yesterday in our service, if you've missed it, go and watch what I shared yesterday. I was talking about the fact that the believer is unarmed, looks unarmed. We are not given all the same weapons of warfare that the world has. We're not supposed to use what they have, but we are nonetheless lethal. We are extremely dangerous. And I mentioned the three weapons of warfare that the believer has been given. And I said, every other weapon is all encapsulated in this. Every other weapon, spiritual weapon, is captured in these three. Number one is your mouth. That is a weapon that we have been given. Number two is, sorry, my screen is acting up. Okay, there we go. So number one is your mouth. Number two is walking in love. Number three is, and I'm going to be dealing with this coming Sunday, revelation knowledge. But I'm going to be explaining of all, because when you say revelation knowledge, you're talking about so many things. So is it revelation about the blood? Is it revelation about the power of the word? So there's so much when you talk about revelation knowledge. I'm going to be condensing it where if you just get this one revelation right, every other revelation is captured in it. Every other thought about God is captured in this one revelation, if you get it right. And that revelation is what you have just confessed. Let's say it again. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Let's continue our confession. Repeat after me. I have the mind of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Far above all powers. Let's say that one. Far above all powers. I have redemption through Christ's blood, the forgiveness of sins. Come on again. I have redemption through Christ's blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I think we should do that one again. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I am God's workmanship. Actually, let's put it this way. I am God's masterpiece, created in Christ for good works. Again, I am God's masterpiece, created in Christ for good works. I have access to God with confidence through the faith of Christ. I have access to God with confidence through the faith of Christ. Finally, say this after me. In Christ, I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Through Christ, I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Listen to me. God called the children of Israel his armies. They called themselves grasshoppers. And grasshoppers they became. God says these things about you. Forget what it looks like around you or what you feel like inside. Agree with God. He knows you better than you know yourself. Embrace from this day your upgrade in the name of Jesus. Amen.